Christ was born to save the world. Christ was born to bring peace. And the third one is Christ has left the world. So how can he save it? I just want to say Merry Christmas to everyone. You know that the world has never liked Christmas. Starting from King Herod, in the beginning, from first year AD to 2007, the world has never really liked Christmas. We're not talking about the church, but we're talking about the world. And in Matthew 2:3, it says this, when Herod the king heard this, he was troubled and all Jerusalem with him. It troubles people when we say Merry Christmas. You know, the department stores, they want our business, they want our money. But you know, everywhere we look, the word Christmas is being removed. They're even removing, in some states, they're removing green and red and Christmas colors. What is going on to our Christian nation? Some people even call it the war on Christmas. The world doesn't like anything to do with Christ. You know, I was born in a former Soviet Union. We had no Christmas. It was winter holidays. Interesting, we left there, what, 17 years ago, and we came here, and we were celebrating Christmas, and now the former Soviet Union is celebrating Christmas. What happens is, it's almost like the country that brought Christmas to the world is ashamed of that word. But we're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because it's the power. We had a lot of drinking going on, and a lot of gluttony going on. And you know, the holiday was not like Christmas. Christmas is a happy time of year. Yes, we gave gifts to each other, but it was more just like to feel good. A lot of people do gifts now, and they go and shop, and they feel good because it's better to give than to receive. You don't need to be a Christian to understand that. People who have a lot of money, they know what it is to give. They feel good. So as Christmas became a feel-good holiday, but hopefully in the church, it's something more than that. You know, I remember the last winter holiday that I was there, the government would bring a frozen telephone pole, they call them. It was about 30 feet high, and then they would dig it in the ground, and then they would pour water on it in the winter. Winters are really cold over there, and it would be so slippery, and then on the top they would put presents. Then the whole day people would climb 2 feet and just slide down, would climb 4 feet, would slide down. Then the man would start shaking it, and it was too hard in the ground, you know, it was frozen. They would have a rumor going, you know, one of those presents over there has a key to their car. And not many people owned a car in those days, 5% maybe owned the car, and people would be crawling up, clawing up there, but couldn't get there. And finally, they would start building pyramids and try to get up there, and the pyramid would fall because they couldn't, you know, hold, because it was too heavy, you know. And then finally, a man with a boom truck came and started throwing him because nobody could get him. I mean, there was a crowd around that thing to see who's going to be able to get it. But, I mean, that was the funnest thing. Whole bunch of drunk men trying to climb the frozen telephone pole. That was Christmas. I hope we're not becoming like that. I hope we're not becoming that it's all about us and it's all about presents and the Christmas loses its meaning. I hope at least to the church, Christmas didn't lose its meaning. Second thing, Christ was born to bring peace. From Surgeon General report on mental health, current estimate is that 20% of U.S. population are affected by mental disorders during any given year. Maybe you've heard this or maybe you haven't, but many people during Christmas season feel the most lonely. Many people feel suicidal and some even commit suicide during Christmas season. We live in a nation where the prisoner is way better taken care of than the third world countries. I mean, they have 3 meals a day. We have it good here. Notice that many people don't have peace. I mean, we have everything. I've been in that trap where you made the money you were hoping to make. Where you bought a car you were hoping to buy. When you bought a house you were hoping to buy. When you marry a woman you're hoping to marry. And then what? You feel something's missing. And I think we came to this point in life that we found out that none of these physical or material things matter anymore. If there is no peace inside, if there is no peace in our hearts, then something is missing. The advertisers have been trying to tell us, if you buy this, you'll feel good. And so we run after one thing, after another thing, to feel good. And we feel good temporarily, but we don't have lasting peace. Because as a society, we forgot what Christmas is all about. Romans chapter 1, verse 21 says this, because although they knew God, but they didn't glorify Him as God, nor were thankful, but became dark in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. You know why we don't have much peace? Because we as a nation, we as people know God, but we traded the joy that the Spirit of God brings, the joy that thankfulness brings when we are thankful to God, we trade it for the joy that the present brings. And we found out really soon that the joy that the present brings is really short. I mean, it's few minutes. I mean, the only joy you have is waiting for the present. But once you got it, you're like, you know, I could have got that for myself. But see, Bible says they knew God. It's not the problem that people didn't know God. But because they didn't glorify God, their hearts were darkened. A lot of people who struggle today with emotional, like depression and all kinds of disorder, is because they have everything, but yet they're not thankful. Americans are the biggest consumers of everything in the world. So we got a lot of stuff. We got so much stuff. And you would think that we would be thankful more than anybody in the world. I mean, it's never enough, right? Even for Christians, it's never enough. We're always down. We're never joyful. We don't have any peace. Christmas is about being thankful to God. It's about being grateful to God. The presents are not just for us. The present is must be to Jesus. And a lot of times, we could get the presents. We gave the presents, but we forgot about Jesus. We forgot to thank Him. And that's why our presents don't satisfy us. Now, presents are good. Don't stop. Don't stop giving the presents, but incorporate that. Let it be the thing that will be added onto you. But let Christ be number one reason for this season. That's the only way to have peace, people. That's the only way to have joy, is if we're thankful. Some of you need to go to the third world country with Pastor Judy sometime. We need to go see what people have. And we would be like, oh my goodness. The person who's the poorest in this nation would be like doing pretty good in the other nations. We need to get a new perspective. We should be the happiest. We are the happiest. We just need to realize that. I mean, it's not heaven or nothing, but close to it. Amen? Christ was born to save the world. Christ has left the world, so how can He save it? Now, we know that Jesus only lived 33 years. And when an angel came, He said, there will be joy and peace to all men. Jesus was born, lived 33 years, and people did have joy. They did have peace. They were healed. Their needs were met. But what about now? He's gone. He's not here. He is at the right hand of the Father. Amen? We forgot that Christmas is about saving the world. We need to go back to see what angels said it was about. What the prophet said it was about. It was about salvation of the world. It was about salvation of humankind. And when we go back, we forget that now we are the temple of the Holy Spirit, or of Spirit of Christ, in other words. Although He doesn't live here in a body, physical body, but He lives inside each and one of us, in our temple. Now, if Christ was here, we wouldn't know what He would do today, but we can look what He did then to know what He would do today. His whole purpose was to love people, to forgive people, to give them hope, and give them eternal life. If He lives in us, then what's the problem? See, the purpose of Christ is our purpose. We need not to forget this. When you don't know what Christmas is all about, look what Jesus is all about. That's what you are all about. Because that Jesus who lives then lives now in us. Although Jesus could travel only to city, from city to city, from one place to another, we can be everywhere. We can penetrate this city with the Spirit of Christ. So Christmas is about salvation. You know what my pastor friend said? He said, why don't we have problem with money in most churches? But we don't have enough people. He said, if we spend as much time talking about evangelism as we do talking about finances or offering, he said, we wouldn't have problem with people, just like we don't have problem with offering. We need to get a new drive, new passion. In our service, just as much time as we spend on collecting an offering, we need to spend as much time on evangelism. That's what Jesus would do. We have the Spirit of Christ. That's His mission. His mission becomes our mission. Now, some people say, well, it's easier to collect money than to be people to evangelize and stuff. Really? Is it easier? Well, go on the street and bring a plate and ask for people to give you money. I wonder how much you will get. No, it's not so easy. But why do people give in church so much? Faith comes from hearing. So the reason we give, because we've been hearing so much, and our faith is great in that. We believe that when we give, we will receive. What's so different with evangelism? I think we need to spend as much energy and effort, because that's what Jesus was all about. He was about going and saving the people. And if we truly have the Spirit of Christ living in us, then we would take the mission of Christ into our city, into our working place. You are the body. You are the temple. Somebody's got to live in that temple. If the Holy Spirit lives, and He does live in our heart, then people who come in contact with this temple will get in contact with Jesus. And when they get in contact with Jesus, they will want Him, because He will give them peace that they've been searching for. The good news is effective through human contact. And Paul writes this. And I'm not ashamed to make a contact. Because if you have something great, you're not ashamed. But if you're embarrassed of something, you hide it, then you're ashamed. Do we have any people in this house who are not ashamed? Put your financial plans, put your needs aside first. The Bible says they will be added. They're not the main purpose. Put your business, it will be added. The Bible says seek first the kingdom. So the main purpose is not how much presents I can get, how many friends or family I have. The main purpose is Christ. What did He came for? And that's to save the humanity, to bring peace and joy to the world. And He didn't stop after He ascended to heaven. He is still here. From the day of Pentecost until now, He's still here. Accept this purpose, and I guarantee you, you won't live a depressed life. You won't live a lonely, just stressful life, because there is going to be a greater purpose.